There have been lots of stories in recent years about Roma people being forcibly deported or mistreated around Europe. Today, a good news story of a sort. It's about the desegregation of schools in Slovakia. Last year, a court there ruled that Roma children suffered discrimination when they were forced into segregated and often substandard classrooms. But as Tanya Springer reports, changing a law doesn't necessarily change attitudes.
It is the very definition of organized chaos. First and second graders crowded into a school cafeteria, wielding comically large spoons and eating up bowls of goulash. Principal Jaroslav Volaschek watches over them, beaming. At the beginning, we had to teach the youngest ones how to use cutlery, he tells me. The Roma kids didn't know how. When he says the beginning, Volaschek means when he first started at this school 1 year ago. Before that, Roma students weren't allowed in the school's cafeteria. White students and Roma students had different yards for recess and were taught in segregated classrooms on different floors of the school, and the teachers were not so great. This kind of segregation isn't unique in Slovakia. In fact, the National Center for Civil and Human Rights filed a lawsuit against this school specifically because the situation here was so typical. This past September, 16 Roma students at Sereski Mihalani were invited into classes that used to be white only. But the majority of classes in the school remain segregated, including this one, an all-Roma 6th grade English class.
November.
I don't like November.
English teacher Vladimir Savov invites me in with reluctance. "You'll see," he whispered. "These kids have no discipline. They're impossible to teach."
Really, it's not easy to teach these children anything. The Roma children come from very poor families. The children are very often undisciplined. They don't know what to do when they come to school. So it's a long-lasting problem, I think, for centuries.
This kind of attitude is fairly widespread in Slovakia. Principal Volaschek adds that non-Roma parents often worry that their children will get diseases from the Roma kids, and that's part of the reason why the bathrooms here will remain segregated. When I ask him what the government has done to help his school with the integration process, in terms of providing guidance or resources, his answer is terse.
Nijak.
Nothing, he says. They've done nothing. So I pay a visit to Peter Paul at Kin Bratislava. Pollock is the government commissioner for Roma communities and Slovakia's first Roma-elected MP. He sees parallels between the case in Sereski Mihalani and the landmark 1954 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Brown versus Board of Education.
The approach the state takes in teaching Roma children in Slovakia needs to change. But this court ruling in the Sereski Mihalani case didn't give any concrete or specific recommendations for what the school should do. That's the same in the Brown versus Board of Education case. Roma children start school very unprepared. Very often they don't have the basic skills that other kids have to be able to go through the education system. For instance, many of these children don't speak Slovak, the official language of state schools.
Pollock knows these challenges are significant, and there's little political will for change. He's not optimistic. Back at Sereski Mihalani, the school's new spirit choir meets for practice. Among the students is 16-year-old Fero Duzdova. He was just placed in a mixed ninth grade class this September.
When they asked me if I wanted to go into a mixed class, I didn't want to go, because I thought I would be lonely. But now that I'm here, I really like it. I have Roma friends and I have not Roma friends. I think we get along well. I think it's better that we are now united and that we are not two separate groups.
The choirs change the lyrics of the Abba song Mamma Mia. Together, they're singing, "We share a common world, so let's hold hands and take down prejudices, because today belongs to us all." The future of this school remains uncertain, but for this moment in time, these students believe the words that they are singing. For the world, I'm Tanya Springer, Sereski Mihalani, Slovakia.
To
Tomorrow, Tanya reports that not all Roma are happy about integration in the schools. Her reporting was funded by the Gordon Sinclair Foundation's Roving Reporter Bursary. This is PRI.